Alan Franciscus. I am 65. Today is July 9th. We are in Chicago at StoryCorps, and Lucinda is a colleague, a friend, and a hepatitis C advocate.
I'm Lucinda Porter. I'm almost 61. Today is July 9th. I'm at the Chicago Cultural Center recording for StoryCorps. I'm from Grass Valley, California. And I am a co-advocate in the hepatitis C world with Alan Franciscus.
So Lucinda, first question is, tell me your story about how you got into hepatitis C and what led you to become an advocate for hepatitis C.
Well, I didn't get into hepatitis C. Hepatitis C got into me. So in 1988, I was at the lowest of points in my life. I had been saddled with 20 years of severe mental illness, not garden variety depression, but clinical depression that was so debilitating that I'd been hospitalized more than 20 times, sometimes up to 6 months at a time. I had been considered for electroshock therapy. I was on Thorazine. I was a basket case. And that kind of depression is just a horrible burden, and I wanted to die all the time. And finally, after I don't know how many suicide attempts in 1988, I checked into a motel. I took a massive overdose of Tylenol, and I nearly killed myself. I was in multi-organ failure. My liver was completely gone. I was told I had 24 hours left to live and to put my affairs in order. And after a lifetime of living with fear and pain, and knowing that I was going to die, I woke up. I woke up and I thought, I am never going to see this moment again. And I started living in the present. Now, in the same time, I was given blood transfusions, and I didn't know I was acquiring hepatitis C along with it. But I lived, and my life turned around, and mental illness and I parted ways. And about 6 weeks after that incident, I started feeling very tired and got yellow. And they diagnosed me with non-A, non-B hepatitis. Hepatitis C didn't even have a name yet. It would be another year before it would. I picked up the newspaper and I read about a man who had been arrested because he had started a needle exchange site in our town in Northern California. And I was intrigued because not only did it not make any sense to me that he would be arrested in the first place for trying to save people from HIV and hepatitis C, but it sounded to me like he was doing something good and trying to serve humanity. So I went out and I contacted him. I sent him some money and he invited me to visit. So I went out and I met people he was serving, and I realized that everybody had hepatitis C. And I found my tribe. I found people like me who had hepatitis C. Now, they were much sicker than I was because they didn't have the advantages that I had. You know, I had health care and food and a home, and I wasn't using drugs. But they really were sick. And I knew something else, and that was that I didn't know anything about hepatitis C. And they didn't know anything. And that I had the opportunity to do something. I could learn about it and I could help them. So I set about trying to find everything I could about hepatitis C, which at that point was a very small body of knowledge. And I also started a support group. And you know how life is, one thing leads to another. Well, because I did that, the man I was doing the volunteer work for said, well, there's going to be a group of us in the Bay Area who are getting together and we want to make a difference and try to do something, kind of a task force. And so we got together up in the East Bay of near in Oakland, and that's where I met you. And when I met you, my life changed. And yet here we are. We're sitting in 2014. We're sitting right where we were in the 1980s during the Reagan years, where people were turning their backs on people who were dying from AIDS. You know, HIV was clearly stealing the best of our young people, and we turned our backs on them. Well, we're doing the same damn thing here with hepatitis C. We're turning our backs on everyone, and Congress is wrestling over what's basically pennies for funding for the Viral Hepatitis Act. Well, we don't have that kind of time. We have people dying, and health care is a right. It's not. The fact that we had to legislate for it is just crazy. Just like legislating for votes and legislating for civil rights. That's crazy. These are basic human rights.
And especially since we're the richest country in the world, you would think it would be different. What do you want people to know about hepatitis C?
Well, that it's curable and that, you know, we're sitting where we were with smallpox. We're looking at the potential for wiping out a disease on our planet. So I would like them to get tested first and then to get treated if they have the means.
Jacinda, what did going through treatment, curing your body of it, what did it teach you about yourself?
Anything is possible. It is, and that I am strong and that I am fearless and that I'm not alone. I did this because I had partners, other advocates, other patients. It's amazing to me how many of my patients would just cheer me on while I was going through treatment. You know, I had cheered them on and now it was their turn. And I was so grateful to be the vulnerable one, to walk in their shoes and to know what they were experiencing. And that I could just get a little more insight into what it was like to be a hepatitis C patient.